You have shared in this time with each other your discovery of what God and your friends have to say about priorities, goals, and the use of time. I'd like to give you one verse that wasn't written in your study. That's Matthew 6:34. It says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." You know, we're not wired up to take on the load of yesterday and tomorrow without blowing a fuse. God just gives us today. This is a strong reason for not wasting time, because tomorrow is so uncertain. The clock of time is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hands will stop, at late or early hour. Now is the only time you own. Live, love, and toil with a will. Place no faith in tomorrow, for the clock may then be still. Benjamin Franklin passed on to us his keen awareness of the value of time when he stated, "Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of." You know, ladies, if we don't seize the opportunities of today's moments, then tomorrow they will be out of our reach. In the Lost and Found section of a newspaper, a very interesting ad once appeared. It said this, "Lost yesterday, somewhere between sunrise and sunset, 2 golden hours, each set with 60 diamond minutes. No reward. They are gone forever." This perspective, which could keep our God-given lives from slipping away into meaninglessness, is seeing that the Christian does not belong to himself. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 makes this very clear to us. And life at its longest is brief, isn't it? Someone said it's a tale that is told, or like water poured out on the ground. James 4:14 gives us a very good illustration of it. It compares it to a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You know, ladies, the problem is and has been and always will be not time, but ourselves. Are you having a problem meeting your responsibilities? Well, let me ask you, are they God-given responsibilities? Are you using your time wisely? Because you have time to do exactly what God wants you to do. The person who tries to do everything usually gets nothing done. Dr. Walter Wilson told how many years ago he took out 3 sheets of standard size paper and he blocked it off for 15-minute periods from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then for 3 days he jotted down what he did in each 15-minute segment. At the end of each day, he applied 3 rules to each segment. The 3 rules were these: did it glorify God? Did this bring a blessing to others? Did this prove profitable to me? And Dr. Wilson said that this inventory altered the course of his life. Little things that we do can affect us greatly. Someone said, "Let not sleep fall upon thy eyes till thou hast thrice reviewed the transaction of the past day. What have I done? What have I left undone?" We need to plan our time. And ladies, perhaps you've already found out that if you don't plan your time, then other people will. And you know, Jesus' plan was interrupted. But when he took care of the interruption, then he went right on with his plan. And we need to beware of the leakage of minutes and stop this leakage. It's good to keep a do list. Plan your schedule from morning to night. Number the things that you need to do in the order of their importance. And don't become a slave to your schedule, but instead be disciplined by it. Evaluate at the end of the evening what you have gotten done today and what you need to begin with tomorrow. The Holy Spirit will enlighten you as you seek for wise ways to invest the priceless treasure of time. Another focus of your sharing has been priorities and goals. Did you look up priority? Do you know that it means to go before something that is ahead of you? If you aim at nothing, you know, you'll generally hit just that. We need to clearly state our goals in life. Write down in one sentence, ladies, why are you living? Charles Noble said you must have long-range goals to keep you from being frustrated by short-range failures. List in order the things which will help you to achieve these goals. Philippians 3:13-14. finds Paul saying, I press toward the mark. Paul didn't say, I float, I slip, I slide. He said, I press toward the mark. And Paul also says in that passage, this one thing I do, not these 20 things I dabble in. When you're making out your list of priorities, be sure to include recreation and good rest. In Mark 6:31, Jesus said to his disciples, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. And I remember hearing a gentleman say that Jesus invited them to come apart before they came apart. I heard about a man who refused to take a day off for 10 years, and then he had a nervous breakdown which took a year for recovery. So he did get his days off, didn't he? Jesus has planned that our bodies need rest. This is not wasted time. Jesus told you and me just what our top priorities should be, ladies. And it's found in Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. And perhaps you're thinking, well, I'm a long way from this goal. But you know, it's never far to just the next step toward that goal. God bless you, ladies, as you go about setting your lives in order to the glory of God.